You are listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
Top of the morning to you. What a great sports day it is, and we think we've got a great show to match it. Hope your week has gone well. We've already gotten over the hump together. Hold on one moment. How the heck are you? Miller and Moulton, MillerandMoulton.com, Miller underscore Moulton on X. That's how we roll. I'm fired up, Mark. How about you?
I'm in a great mood, David. I'm cleanly shaven this morning, and I want to let everybody know, if you listened yesterday, it took David 18 minutes to shave. I timed myself this morning, 1 minute, 52.24 seconds.
How many days growth did you have?
I had three.
A week and a half.
Three.
Okay.
I shaved Monday. It was Thursday. 3 days growth, 1 minute, 52.24 seconds.
With a razor?
Of course, with the razor.
I'm just asking. I mean, because you can shave in, you know, a minute 24 or whatever it was with an electric razor. It doesn't mean you've cut off anything, but you feel like you've gone through your face in, you know, less than 2 minutes. So, okay. Now you have to acknowledge, though, yes, I may be a slow shaver, but there's a lot more real estate to cover here.
There is. Where I think I'm, you know, three or four strokes across, you're maybe four or five. There's one extra on each side of the face for you, for sure. It's like, least, you know, it's like cutting the grass there. You gotta have the lines, yep, properly done, as it's the opening day of baseball. We gotta make the manicured field look perfect, David. That is the most important thing for today.
Right, and see, my face was kind of like when it rains for a few days and the grounds crew can't get onto the field to cut the grass, and then it grows excessively, and now look what we got to do. Right, so I'm glad we've got that in the books. We have a terrific show lined up for you today. No, we really do. Okay, you know, we know we're, you know, above average, but, you know, there are times in which we bring it. We really do. And we have Vern Lundquist. We taped a lengthy interview with Vern yesterday after the show, and we will play that entire interview with you. We will break it into three parts. Next hour will be Miller and Moulton and Vern Lundquist as he caps off a legendary broadcasting career with his 40th and final Masters 2 weeks from today. How about that?
How about that is right. Get into his broadcast career, get into the Masters, get into lots of stuff with Vern. Had a great chat yesterday. It was fantastic to do.
You guys were on point, too. I mean, everyone who's listening, you got to stick around for the 7 o'clock hour, three segments. Like David said, you guys gave a great interview with Vern.
Wow. I think he wants to continue working on the show. He seems like, okay, I mean, all the stuff he's been telling his friends and the new people he's meeting in town and at the bar with the madness and what have you, you know, well, how are the guys? They're all right.
I
actually think tonight and tomorrow, in which, you know, if somebody says, so, you know, what are they like? And he's like, you know, they're not half bad.
we're wearing on him like we wear on our audience, David. We just wear you down.
There are times where it's particularly a pleasure to be a sponge around you guys. And yesterday was one of those moments. I'm serious. Taping that Vern Lundquist interview was awesome. But, David, yeah, it's like hopping in the back of an Uber. Hey, you're that kid from Miller and Moulton.
What are they like? And then in the 8 o'clock hour, it's opening day of the baseball season. And the Sweet 16 gets underway. And we will cover both in earnest. But we have the radio voices of both the Rays and the Marlins joining us in the 8 o'clock hour live on opening day, and both teams are playing and they're both at home, and neither one of them is going to get rained out, which has already happened to two other teams. You know why? Because they scheduled them in parts of the country where you don't schedule baseball in March. Unbelievable. Brewers and Mets are rained out.
Yeah, I know.
Why aren't we playing in Milwaukee? They have a roof.
Braves and Phillies are rained out.
Yeah. And why? A game was in Philadelphia.
Got that right.
How about Atlanta? Try Atlanta. About 1,000 miles south. What do you say? Anybody? Bueller? So So that's, those are just the guests, plus, you know, the pleasant conversation that comes about here on Miller and Moulton. So fired up for the show today. Mark, it almost took you as long to shave as the amount of time that Draymond Green played last night in Magic Warriors.
Wow. He didn't make it but 4 minutes into that game.
As somebody that if I was involved in a basketball team as a player or a coach, I have a feeling I'd rack up some tees.
You also would tee people up as an official.
I would. You know what, though? I'd be a lot more patient than you think because I would talk to them. I would communicate. I would go, whoa, 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 whoa. All right.
All
right. I'm going to tee you up right there. You keep going. I'm going to tee you up. You just need to know that. Take it easy. I get it.
All right, fair.
I suck, I get it.
Fair, I agree. You'd be quick with the second tee. Once you've warned them that the tee's coming,
yes,
and you gave them the tee, and they keep going, you just look at them and go, really? You're going to press me now.
And I would say to them, I go, listen, I really, people didn't come here to see me. They came here to see you and what have you. But, I mean, it's as if, do you want to go to the locker room? Are you just sick and tired of seeing your team play tonight and you want to go back to the locker room and get a glass of wine? If so, let me know. You know, the magic word is sangria. You know, just say it and I'll send you back, pack it. But yes. I admit when I'm wrong, though.
So do NBA officials. It's just a day after the game.
Well, or immediately after the game.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Right. It cost them nothing. The last two-minute report, they just, yeah, we got that wrong. No big deal.
Yeah, we got that wrong. So, yeah, Draymond, 4 minutes last night. And, you know, Golden State needs these games. They're trying to hold on and make the playoffs, and they got the hottest team in the NBA, just a game behind them, and Draymond, 4 minutes last night. Did you see Steph shaking his head? So is Steph younger brother or older brother?
Steph's
okay. Isn't Steph like a year two older?
I think he's yes.
No, I know, but what we're asking here is because
the role he's playing.
The role he's playing is definitely that of older brother.
Gotcha.
Right. He's just shaking his head like, oh man, I love him, but golly. Yeah. We've all either seen that look or given that look.
Mostly seen on my end.
Me too.
Mostly seen. But despite Draymond getting thrown out 4 minutes into the game, Golden State beats Orlando.
Yeah. You know, and Orlando is actually playing. I mean, Orlando's playing for seeding. I mean, at the very least, they want to avoid the play-in. But also, they're playing for seeding. They have a chance for home court advantage in a first-round playoff series. When's the last time the Magic had that? So, and they had been hot. Not as hot as the Lightning. Uh-oh. Just when we thought.
You know, it was a month ago, David, that the Red Wings were 4 or so points ahead of the Lightning. Uh-huh. The Lightning had teams closing in on them for the final wild card.
Oh, yeah.
And we were wondering out loud, are they going to make the playoffs?
And is this the end of the run? We were talking about both the Warriors and the Lightning.
Right.
Kind of like, is this the end of the run? Which both started around the same time. The Warriors won the title in 2015. The Lightning went to the finals in 2015. I mean, this run, you know, is nearly a This year is a decade-long run for both the Warriors and the Lightning. The Warriors have won more titles. The Lightning have won 2, and they've been in 2 other finals. So you got the one franchise that's been in 6 finals, the one franchise who's been in 4, and the core of both are still there. There's not as many good pieces around them, but the core is still there. Both coaches are still there 10 years in. And the Warriors were playing well, and the Lightning weren't. And until this little 2-day road trip for the Warriors, man. Look at what the Lightning have done over the last 2-3 weeks.
And last night they take care of Boston at home. albeit Boston playing their second consecutive game. A little tough when you got to go Florida, Tampa, back-to-back. You know, that used to be a trip in which teams looked forward to. Come down to Florida, play the Panthers, beat them, go play the Lightning, maybe have a good game, have a couple drinks, and get out of the Sunshine State with a round of golf, 3 points maybe, and in a better attitude. And now you better pack a lunch when you come play the two Florida teams.
And the Bruins are looking at the schedule going, you know, there used to be an off day in between this. You know, and it used to be great that you send us to Florida first, because then we'd stay on that coast, we'd party, all right? We'd play golf, and then we'd get on the plane, the short flight, and we'd check into the hotel room around dinner time in Tampa, and then we'd have a nice team meal and what have you, and do the morning skate the next day, and let's go, boys. But no, back-to-back, no days off in between.
Boy, you're ready for the hockey playoffs. That was an exceptional let's go, boys.
Thank you.
There was even a little Canadian accent in that. If you want to play that back and hear it again, that was solid.
Come on, boys.
Let's go, boys.
Let's go, boys.
Very good.
That's a in between shifts or a morning skate, boys, right there. Let's go. Come on now. We're not working hard enough. Got to win those battles. Come on, boys. Keep it going, boys. So, the Lightning. We've got people in the Twitch chat room who put money on the Lightning a month ago, who were convinced that they were going to make some deals and that they're going to get in. And once they get in, well, they're going to be the Lightning. And now they've made some deals. They're slowly starting to get some pieces back. They're definitely going to make the playoffs. And once they do that, oh boy. Oh boy. I mean, my team's got the best or second best record in the league, and I'm looking at the standings every day going, please avoid Tampa in the first round, please.
Can Carolina catch us so we can play either Washington or Philadelphia?
Yes. Or can we finish first? First. Second overall doesn't help. We need to finish first. I don't want to play the Lightning.
Nobody does right now.
No.
And I still don't know if they have what it takes to win 16 games, David. But they can win four.
For sure. For sure. And then they get back their second best defenseman, probably for round two of the playoffs. Oh, it's a great time to be a sports fan. Opening day baseball, Sweet 16, and Vern Lundquist next hour on Miller and Moulton.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network.
21 minutes past the hour. At the top of the hour, we begin basically an hour-long interview with Vern Lundquist. It was a lengthy interview. We taped it after yesterday's show. Vern is wrapping up his legendary broadcasting career with his 40th and final Masters, which gets underway 2 weeks from today. And so we're going to spend some time with Uncle Vern. And it begins at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock hour, baseball and hoops. The voices of the Rays and the Marlins with some Sweet 16 talk. Yeah, that's how we roll. Miller and Moulton, millerandmoulton.com, Miller_Moulton on X. Hey, did you see the Caitlin Clark story from yesterday?
I did. She's being offered some serious cash.
Serious cash. So it's Ice Cube, right? Isn't he like the famous guy that's part owner of...
He owns the Big Three League.
Big Three League. So he wants Caitlin Clark to play in it. Huh, okay. $5 million. 10 games. 10 Saturdays, apparently. Yep, $5 million. And then I don't know how many teams there are. I don't know how many make the playoffs. I don't know how many games you have to win to win the championship, but $5 million. If you're Caitlin Clark, and this may sound like a silly question, I nominated for our poll question, but if you're Caitlin Clark, do you do it? And it sounds ridiculous on the one hand, Mark, because, wait a minute, I play 10, 12 games, I make $5 million, why in the world wouldn't I do it? Well, you're going to be playing against men. You're going to be shooting the guy's ball, which is a little bigger. Okay, it's not the one you've been used to playing with. And I'm going to say it again, you're going to be playing against men. Even if they're quote-unquote over-the-hill men, okay? You know, 35, 37-year-old ex-NBAers, I don't know, I like their chances against Caitlin Clark.
I do too, and of all of the reasons to say no to me, the ball. And I'm not joking around. Go to Dick's, go to wherever your sporting goods store is. Go grab a regulation basketball, then go grab the women's ball. I can palm the women's ball. I can't palm a basketball.
The women's ball, I think, is 28 and a half inches in circumference. Men's is 29 and a half, so it is an inch difference, and it's a lot bigger than you'd think of a difference. You know what I mean? Like you're right, Mark. If you pick up a women's ball and then a men's ball, you can tell right away.
Now, in theory, she'd have time to prepare for this. She'd probably work out extensively for a couple weeks shooting the bigger ball. Okay, which I'm sure she's played with in pickup games, but she obviously she doesn't play with it regularly. So, you know, none of us would expect her to shoot the ball as well with the bigger ball than with the smaller ball, right?
Right.
And that's a big part of her appeal. The other thing is, who's she going to guard? Midland. Who's she going to guard?
Run a zone.
Well,
a 1-2.
No, I say that tongue in cheek, Dave.
I know.
You got a great point.
No. But I mean, you know, you can. I mean, first off, those guys don't on every possession want to run around and run through screens and what have you. I mean, you know, they're older. They're like, no, let's play a little 2-1 zone. Yeah, fine, shoot the three. You know, you got 1-3 shot of making it. You know, go knock yourself out. If you ever have seen some big three ball. But I mean, there's a chance for her to not look good. Is it worth $5 million? Your gut feeling.
No. I wouldn't do it. This is a little... This is almost live PGA Tour.
Okay.
Is that there's no world ranking points in the big three, if you know what I'm saying. She's not going to be able to play in the Olympics. She won't be thought of as she won't have the opportunity to become the best women's basketball player ever. I don't know if she will regardless. But to be the best women's basketball player ever, you've got to play in the WNBA.
Well, that's still up in the air. First off, this doesn't... All right. It's gray area right now as to whether or not this knocks her out of playing in the WNBA. All right. The big three has apparently looked at the fine print, and their argument is this doesn't knock her out of playing in the WNBA. She can do both.
I'm sure she can. If you're the Indiana Fever.
Fever.
Nice. Got that one, everybody.
Yeah.
I got the Fever.
A little later on, more cowbell.
Wouldn't let her.
Well...
I wouldn't let... No. David, I would not let her. If she signed a contract with me with the Indiana Fever, I would not let her play in the big three. Wouldn't do it.
You'd put it in the contract.
You're damn right.
Okay, and if... I mean, come on now. I mean, now Caitlin Clark wants to play for the Indiana Fever. Her longtime boyfriend works for the Indiana Pacers. She wants to be in Indianapolis. If the Fever didn't have the number one pick in the WNBA draft, she might very well have come back to Iowa, where she had one more year she could still play. Okay, but the fact that it was the Fever absolutely sealed the deal for her because she gets to be with her guy, and they've been together a while. So... If you're the Fever, though, Mark, I know you don't want her to play. But the rules right now, apparently it's a loophole. She can play. You can be as mad as you wanted her if she goes, yeah, it's $5 million. And do you know what my salary is this year? $76,535. I'm playing. I mean, what are you going to do? Suspend her? Banner?
No. I would not want her to play if I were the Indian Fever. If I was, I would change the damn pay scale to keep her in my. And I'm not joking around here, David. I don't want her to be a sideshow in the Big Three league when I'm trying to establish credibility for this league.
I Grant, I'm totally with you. If I'm the WNBA, I don't want her to even working out one time with a Big Three team. But right now, there's nothing in the rules that bans her from doing it. That's number one. Now, you could sit down today, I guess, and, you know, put in a new rule. The other thing that the commissioner of the WNBA went out of her way yesterday in saying is that, yeah, while her salary may only be $76,000 and change, apparently they've agreed that they could work out a deal basically based on all the new people she brings to the arena and what have you. That, I mean, the commissioner said point blank, she'll make over $3 million next year playing for us. So the commissioner was trying to say, listen, this ain't a money thing. She's going to make plenty of money playing for us. Never mind, she said, her endorsements. Just, you know, we'll figure out a way to get $3 million in her pocket, which I'm guessing also has a few WNBA players going,
Yeah, don't know what to tell the rest of the WNBA players. This is like Tiger coming to the PGA Tour and other players complaining that Tiger was getting all the money. Don't know what to tell you. Shut up and deal. It's going to be better for your league in the long run if she plays in it. Make no mistake about it. All of you will benefit from Caitlin Clark playing in your league. That's what you've got to hitch your wagon to in this one.
So I don't know. I mean, she seems popular enough that you could do a Caitlin Clark poll question. The Big Three offered her $5 million to play in their summer league this year. All right. If you're Caitlin Clark, do you do it? No, it could backfire. Hell yeah, it's $5 million.
I'm in.
So
we have a Caitlin Clark poll question coming. Hmm? We have a Caitlin Clark poll question coming.
Well,
shows the growth of this show, David.
Well, and shows what a phenomenon she is.
No, that's what it shows. Because people are watching.
Yeah.
In a big way.
Yeah, and if LSU and Iowa both win, I think they play each other in the Elite Eight. A few people might pay attention to that, Mark. The starting five is next. Uncle Vern at the top of the hour.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
22 minutes until Uncle Vern. Vern Lundquist for darn near the entire 7 o'clock hour. We taped a lengthy interview with Vern after the show yesterday. He was gracious with his time. Terrific stories about his career and the Masters. And his career will end 2 weeks from today. Well, not 2 weeks today, but the Masters begins 2 weeks today. His 40th and final Masters, and that will end one of the legendary broadcasting careers that has taken place in the last 50, 60 years. So Vern Lundquist at the top of the hour, and then in our 8 o'clock hour, opening day of baseball combined with the Sweet 16, the radio voices of the Rays and Marlins, along with some hoop. What do you say? You in? Sounds like a pretty good show, right? You're going, man, getting this from Miller and Moulton? What the heck's going on? Time now for
the starting five. Five stories you need to know. It's the starting five on Miller and Moulton. Here's number one.
You know, let's start with the Sweet 16. The tourney resumes tonight, Mark. Clemson, Arizona, San Diego State, UConn early. I don't know if that does it for anybody. I don't know if that's really exciting unless you're the whole UConn thing trying to repeat. But the late games, hell, Alabama, North Carolina. If you're going to stay up, over under $175, what would you take?
I am hoping for the over. I would bet the over. Overs are more fun. And I am really hoping that they roll the balls out and get after it in that game, David.
And then the other nightcap is a fascinating contrast in styles. Illinois and Iowa State, a 2-3 matchup in which Illinois wants to roll the ball out and score 90 plus on anybody. And Iowa State's like, yeah, you'll score 60 and you'll like it. So that's the four games tonight. Andy Enfield, after 11 years, appears as if he's leaving USC for SMU. Hello. USC going to the Big Ten, SMU going to the ACC. Baylor assistant John Jacobs is the new head coach at FAU. He was Scott Drew's right-hand guy at Baylor. Think about what Baylor's accomplished here in the last 7 years. Jacobs apparently a big part of it from recruiting. And so for what it's worth, the national media loves the hire for FAU. They think they got a big-time up-and-coming coach. Remember, Dusty May, I don't think, had been a head coach when he got the FAU job. College of Charleston's Pat Kelsey ends up getting the Louisville job. Yesterday at this time, a lot of thought about Richard Pitino getting the job. Pat Kelsey gets the Louisville job. Louisville had to aim higher than that, don't you think?
Oh, there's no doubt they were aiming higher than that, but for whatever reason, I don't know if it's, you know, conference realignment, you know, what's upcoming and with that conference, if people are hesitant. But
by the way, with all these openings, you know, Michigan and Vandy and Oklahoma State's still open. They can't get anybody to take the job. Oklahoma State. That's interesting, at least to me. All right, it's opening day in baseball in the States. Everybody's going to play. Well, except the Braves and the Phillies and the Brewers and the Mets, because they've already been rained out. Because Major League Baseball was stupid enough to schedule those games in the Northeast instead of one in the South and one in a roof. Marlins, Rays. Darn near playing the first games of the year. I think technically the is the Angels-Orioles now the first game of the year at 3 o'clock?
Yeah, if that's a 3 o'clock game, that's the first one.
And Pirates-Marlins at 4, Jays-Rays at 4. Both Miami and Tampa Bay are home for opening day. Rays with some roster maneuvering. They've got some last-minute injuries. They also had a Japanese pitcher who they determined wasn't going to make the roster, so they traded him to the Red Sox. Orioles officially have a new owner. Man, did they... Now, I know Angelos died and all, but man, did they want him out. They pushed this sucker through in less than 2 months. David Rubenstein. Welcome to your first opening day. He's going to own 70% of the Orioles. Valuation of a little under $2 billion. And the Dodgers signed their catcher, Will Smith, to a 10-year contract yesterday. $140 million extension. Decent amount of money is deferred. He's 29. They didn't sign a 25-year-old catcher to a 10-year deal. They signed a 29-year-old catcher to a 10-year deal. That's very interesting.
It seems NBA. Seems ridiculous, David.
And obviously they'll say he'll, you know, midway through that contract, he'll start playing another position. And
okay.
he's not a slugger. He's a good player. He's a 20 homer guy. He's a good catcher. He makes contact. You can put him in multiple places in the lineup. He's a good, solid player. They don't normally get 10-year deals at 29.
Right. Where are you moving them to in 6 years? First base with those type of production numbers? It just doesn't.
Right. I mean,
it's their money. Do what you want. But
exactly. They're the Dodgers. They do a lot of winning. They're smarter than us. But yeah. All right. NBA. Draymond Green gets ejected in 4 minutes in Orlando. And yet Golden State beats the Magic anyway, 101-93. They beat the Heat and the Magic on back-to-back nights in Florida. That's a good road trip. The Rockets have won 10 in a row. They went to OKC, who played without Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and beat the Thunder in overtime, 132-126, to remain a game behind Golden State for the final playoff spot in the West. By the way, Mark, this is the NBA. Phoenix at home the other night lost to the Wemby-less Spurs. And so last night they went to Denver and beat the Nuggets. Makes sense, right? 104.97. Harden returned to Philly for the first time with the LA Clippers. He had 16 points, 14 assists. Kawhi with a big block late. And the Clippers hold off and beat Philly 108-107. So Anthony Davis played the 53 minutes two nights ago in Milwaukee. LeBron didn't play. AD sat out last night. LeBron played. He had 23 points, 14 rebounds, 12 assists. They beat Memphis by 12. The Knicks, with their biggest win of the year by point margin, they beat Toronto by 44. NHL, Lightning beat the Bruins 3-1. They helped themselves. They're just, what, 2 points behind the Leafs for third
That's
place
correct.
In the division to avoid this whole wild card thing? Of course, at this point.
It's a tougher opponent.
You could argue that. Right now, if they get into third, they play the Panthers, at least the way the standings are today. Lightning did the Panthers a favor, though. Florida remains 2 points behind Boston, but Florida just gained another game in hand on the Bruins. So they're 2 points behind the Bees, but they have two games in hand as they try to win that division. One other game, Ottawa beat Buffalo to basically end their playoff hopes 6-2. And, Mark, it's funny, about 13 minutes after the Virginia legislature said, that $2 billion proposal in Northern Virginia, and we're going to build an arena and for the Wizards and the Caps and all the shopping and whatever. We're not going to do that. That deal is dead. And 13 minutes later, the Leonsis family and the Wizards and Caps announced they're staying in D.C.
Well, didn't the D.C. was it? And I don't know the position, but someone in the District of Columbia issued something over the weekend that basically said they had to stay there until 2047, something like that, 2037?
I think it was 2037. They basically said, you guys haven't read the fine print, have you? You can't move
right
for like 12 more years. I don't know what you're talking about. And so, yeah, by the middle of the week, they're staying. $515 million on a new arena project. Especially for the Wizards. I mean, they do nothing but win. They're certainly deserving of this. And but now they're staying in D.C. through 2050. You know, when you talk about franchises that could move. Now, I know the fan bases would be bummed and what have you. But, I mean, Seattle is dying for an NBA team. And people in Seattle were like, you guys can move here. Just leave it for the Caps. By the way, in the Lightning win, Braden Point had the game-winning goal, and Kucherov had an empty netter, because that's what they do. They score. NFL. Interesting signing in Carolina. Jadeveon Clowney. 31 years old. Got a 2-year deal. $18 to $24 million, because he's got some sack incentives at 8, 10, and 12 sacks. But remember, Clowney went to South Carolina. Rock Hill, South Carolina, where he's from, is like a half hour south of Charlotte. So Jadeveon Clowney essentially going home. I mean, he's not going to play a meaningful game the rest of his career, but he's going home. And the Broncos announced they're signing former Lions wide receiver Josh Reynolds, 2-year deal for up to $14 million. We mentioned Caitlin Clark got the $5 million offer from Ice Cube in the Big 3 League. Her rookie WNBA salary will be $76,000 and change. Don't worry, though. By year four, she'll be making almost $98,000. The WNBA is working on a thing where, you know, the increase in attendance or what have you, they're going to slide her money. And WNBA claims she'll make $3 million in her first year in the league. But right now, it's a gray area. She can play in the Big 3 League. At least that's what the Big 3 League thinks. WNBA not denying that she can do it, but they clearly don't want her to. And just a little side note. Did you see John Anderson announced he's leaving?
I did. Saw that this morning.
ESPN and SportsCenter has been with him a quarter century. And he said, 25 years. Lots changed. Not necessarily for the better. I think it's time to leave. Good for you. Good for you. And at 10 minutes before the hour, that was...
That was the Starting Five every weekday morning at this time on Miller and Moulton.
Caitlin Clark, the focus of our poll question. If you are her, do you play in the Big Three League? Playing against men? Playing with the men's ball, which is a little bigger? Chance to not look so good for $5 million.
Well, by the way, why does the WNBA not want her to go to the Big Three? I don't understand.
Well,
being sarcastic, of course.
Seasons. Oh, well, but... I mean, you could, though, if you're the WNBA, more publicity, what have you, it'll help us. But they want those eyeballs tuning into their product. Also, I do think the seasons overlap, don't they?
Right. From the way I read it, that she could play in the 10-week W or Big Three season and then, you know, finish the WNBA season.
Yeah, and obviously, if you're the, that, I mean, if you're the Indiana Fever, you want to sell season tickets, and yeah, that's not going to work. I mean, can you loan her out just on, you know, because it's Saturdays, right? They play on Saturdays, I think.
David, you have to do everything in your power to not let her play in the Big Three League. You do. I'm sorry.
If you're the WNBA and your lawyers come back and say, believe it or not, our rules do not prohibit that, do you change the rules? Do you literally sit down today and change the rule?
I would think about it. I think it would be a bad look to change the rules. I think you just have to try to win her over that, you know, her goals in life were not to play in the Big Three.
Right.
Her goal was to play in the WNBA.
Right. But also she's, you know, trying to make money here. It's $5 million bucks.
I gotcha. Then figure out the way to get her to the $3 million in the WNBA.
So you would not change the rules. You would basically pick up the phone. Well, not this week because she's still playing and what have you. But you'd try to gauge whether or not she's going to take this seriously.
Yes, I would. And as far as change the rules, I would consider it. But I think part of the problem is most of these WNBA players all play overseas as well. And that's... How are you going to allow your league to go play all over the world
but not
let Caitlin Clark play in the Big Three? I see that being an issue.
Well, also, like, whether or not you actually would change the rules, I think we all agree she's a player worth changing the rules for. She's the most important women's player in generations.
Ever.
You could argue ever. Yes,
ever.
You certainly
no,
could.
Nobody's moved the – I'm not saying she's the best. I don't think that she is.
Yeah.
But she's the most dynamic, and no one's ever brought these eyeballs to the women's game before. That's undeniable.
Correct. You know, there have been two women's golfers that really moved the needle. You got to go all the way back in the late 70s. Nancy Lopez moved the needle, and Michelle Wee moved the needle. This is a female athlete that moves the needle. Uncle Vern next.